Several movies open this holiday weekend. Film critic Henry Sheehan wants to recommend two, especially Cast Away, starring Tom Hanks.
It's Christmas movie season and we're all going to the Mega Maxiplex. But will it be worth the wait, the nearly $10 tickets and the sticky floors? If you're going to see Tom Hanks in Cast Away, it certainly will. The latest from Robert Zemeckis turns out to be not only one of the best movies of the year, but an exemplary bit of classic Hollywood filmmaking. The movie is essentially a simple adventure story about a systems engineer played by Hanks who spends the second half of the 1990s marooned on an uncharted and uninhabited island. It's terrifically entertaining, exciting, romantic, and funny. And if you want, that's all it needs to be. Zemeckis belongs to an old school of Hollywood filmmaking that uses plot, acting, and dialogue to tell an engrossing story. But the director then uses the essential plastic elements of cinema to enhance that story. The idea isn't to create some allegory or reduce characters or situations to metaphors, but to expand the material at hand. Or to paraphrase what William Carlos Williams said about poems, movies should not mean, but be. Actions in Cast Away resonate. They mean just exactly what they say they mean, but also a little something more, then a little something more on top of that. These echoes are heard clearly in a scene where Hanks's castaway, Chuck Boland, who has spent his professional life tracking packages for Federal Express, scratches out diagrams on a cave wall.
We were en route from Memphis for 11 half hours, about 475 miles an hour, so they think that we are right here. But we went out of radio contact, then flew around that storm for about an hour. So that's a distance of, what, 400 miles? 400 miles squared, that's 160,000 times pi, 3.14, 56,502,004. That's a search area of 500,000 square miles. It's twice the size of Texas. They may never find us.
What a summation of the modern predicament. The tools of a technologically advanced society measure the exact isolation of the individual. Castaway's main action begins in Moscow, where a cajoling, bossy Boland is trying to whip the local FedEx operation into shape. But there's a brief, mysterious prelude before that. Zemeckis opens his movie with two majestic pans over farmland somewhere in the American Great Plains. These pivoting shots follow a FedEx truck as it drives up to an isolated barn and picks up a package from a sculptress to her husband. We learn in the next few shots he's in Moscow and, unknown to her, living with a mistress. When pans follow some element moving across a landscape, they imply some futility. Because on the one hand, as a panning camera turns on its axis, it is recording movement. But that axis is on a camera stand that is planted solidly in one place. So when we see the panning shot on screen, the movement is displayed as an arc, a part of a circle. We are looking at a journey that, by implication at least, will circle back to its beginning. In what may look like a minor grace note, the film returns to those same planes for its denouement. But if you look carefully, you'll see the endless loop of the circle is broken. The huge, sweeping pans are gone, replaced in part by close-ups. Boland's not running in circles anymore. Castaway turns out to be a deeply optimistic movie. Edith Wharton's classic novel, The House of Mirth, is, as its many fans know, no piece of optimism. It's the story of Lily Bart, a bright, intelligent young woman who was done in by New York high society circa 1905. English director Terence Davies has made a cinematic masterpiece out of this literary one. Gillian Anderson is splendid as Bart, unable to choose between her heart and her head, needing money but wanting love. Eric Stoltz is nearly as good as Lawrence Selden, the one chance Lily has at honest romance. It may not exactly be a piece of holiday cheer, but it's a must-see. Christmas is also the time of star vehicles, and so we have Miss Congeniality, starring and produced by Sandra Bullock, and The Family Man, starring Nicolas Cage. Bullock is the Iron Duchess of whimsy, a performer who doesn't demand the audience's affection so much as pillage it. As an FBI agent who goes undercover as a contestant at a beauty pageant, Bullock gets some laughs with a very good supporting cast, but you may feel mugged afterwards. The Family Man, a reversal on It's a Wonderful Life, has its heart in the right place, but is so clumsily made it barely survives its lengthy, over-explicit setup. These four movies share one trait, protagonists in extremely dire circumstances. But if you go to Castaway or The House of Mirth, you won't be.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.